Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Okay. Then you know what?
Yeah? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, can you hear me? Yes?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What do you,
yeah.
Diane, what do you see?
Yep. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? The options are, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm going to vote.
You will go to vote, right?
I am going to vote, and I am registered to vote. And I am, don't mind showing my photo ID.
All right, so you are definitely going to vote, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or some other political party?
I'm a registered Republican.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African-American, or Asian?
I'm American.
Okay.
My ancestors founded this country. Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
Okay. Thank
Remember
you.
Him?
I'm not quite familiar, sir, but what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, and over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Well, we need a lot of help here in Miami.
Would you say
we're going in the wrong direction?
Wrong, okay. All right. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? I will read the options. Growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, corruption in city government, property insurance cost, floating sea level rise, and environmental resiliency.
Well, I got to pick one out of that group?
Yes.
How about all of the above? No. No, I would say the economy is the most concern.
Okay, so would you say inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
Exactly.
Okay.
And housing.
Okay. Between those two, which one? Inflation or housing?
Well, that's hard. They're both connected. So I say inflation.
Okay, thank you. All right, next question. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first name on the list, Aileen Higgins. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
No, I'm not sure. favorable, but, I guess.
Okay, would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next name is Demian Pardo.
No opinion. I don't know.
No opinion. Okay, thank you. Next name is Joe Carollo.
I'm not real familiar with a lot. I'm just new to the city, so I don't know a lot of the people.
Okay, thank you. What about Francis Suarez?
Yes, I know her. That's favorable.
sorry, sir. I'm not hearing very well. Do you have a very favorable or unfavorable opinion about Francis Suarez?
I have a favorable opinion.
Favorable. Would you say very? Sorry?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next name on the list, Christine King.
No opinion. I don't know her.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris.
But she's not in the city. You're talking about the vice president?
Sorry, sir. I cannot hear you well.
I know. Bad connection. Okay. Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next name is Miguel Gabela.
I don't know. No opinion.
Okay, it's okay. Donald Trump.
The same. I don't know that.
Donald Trump, the candidate, the Republican candidate.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Manolo Reyes.
Somewhat favorable.
And last name on the list is Daniela Levin Cava.
I'm not sure either. No opinion.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you. And you will say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I am definitely voting.
Thank you. All right. When voters go to the polls to vote for the candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that might be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for City Commissioner and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving binding and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits? If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive Biden, and authorize at no cost to the city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, I'm probably voting.
Okay, thank you. The remainder of the survey will focus on the third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. So you will give me now some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each. First component, expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Way. Do you approve or disapprove this?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
Okay.
No opinion.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Second statement, all of this we just discussed about the referendum, all at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Do you approve or disapprove?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Do you approve or disapprove?
Oh, yeah, I can't hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello? I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?